Now let's take a moment to remember one of the icons of pro wrestling.
Approaching ringside from Glasgow, Scotland, weighing 232 pounds, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Born Roderick George Toombs, he first appeared in the ring in Canada at the age of 15. He wore a kilt. You gotta be tough to pull that off. And bagpipes played as he walked in. Hence, Roddy Piper.
Piper with a steel chair about to ram it. Oh, Hulk stopped it.
When he joined the WWE in the 80s, he was a villain going up against Hulk Hogan, who, at the time at least, was the hero. But Piper's gift as a performer went beyond the ring. He had an interview show, Piper's Pit. Here's Rowdy Roddy with fellow wrestler Jimmy Snuka.
You know what? The only thing I didn't get a tree for you to climb up and down like a monkey, like you want to do. You want to be a big...
Piper's interview technique was simple. Agitate the subject and get him to fight.
Oh, am I making fun of you? Whoa. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
The crowd's going wild there because Piper smashed a coconut into Snuka's head. Piper was rowdy, and he was a villain, but he was also successful and immensely popular by the time he retired to pursue acting.
He's announced his retirement. This is the last hurrah for Hot Rod.
Rowdy Roddy Piper leaving the ranks of professional wrestling following this historic event. Win, lose, or draw, a big smile on his face. As he has a standing ovation here, 90,000 plus on their feet for the Hot Rod.
He gained new fans like me with his starring role in John Carpenter's 1988 sci-fi conspiracy thriller, They Live. If you haven't seen it, fix that tonight. You'll see the most epic fight scene in movie history, along with a beautiful moment when Piper walks into a bank with a semi-automatic.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
He improvised that line. Piper eventually went back to wrestling and to Piper's Pit, even after he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2006. Rowdy Roddy Piper died on Friday. He was 61 years old.